Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. As we all know, stress is a major health concern, at least in the United States. It lowers our immune system, causes chronic musculoskeletal tension, hypertension, and the list goes on. And being stressed can lead us to overeat, hurry through our lives, and miss what really matters to us most. And it can cause us to be in a rushed space and a mood that is damaging to our relationships as well. And I've been focusing the last few weeks especially on slowing down and really enjoying all the wonderful moments of my life. And I've been working on that for more than a decade actually, but focusing a lot more on it the last couple of weeks. And I've been pausing to give my son that extra long good morning hug and spending more time snuggling and reading with him and giving my dog and cat more tummy rubs and looking into the eyes of my beloved for a longer period of time and being really present when I do it and watching the hummingbirds in my yard as they gather their nesting material outside my kitchen window. And even with this conscious effort, it still takes a daily reminder for me to choose ease instead of stress. The more I practice it, the more it becomes automatic. But I had definitely the kind of personality that was really driven and pushing. And it's been a concerted effort and one that I'm so glad to be making. And my guest today is someone who's been a big help for me in changing from a stressed way of being to moving through life with greater and growing ease. Stress relief educator Linda Cole has created a wonderful program. It's called Relief Right Now. And I had the pleasure of listening to her program, and it instantly took me to that really sweet place of just floating and relaxed bliss. Release Right Now is a mindfulness-based stress relief approach to restoring hope, health, and well-being. Mindfulness teaches the practitioner how to calm the mind, reconnect with the body of the wisdom of the body and intuition, let go of painful memories of the past and excessive worrying about the future, and to live more fully in the present moment. Stay tuned for the show, and Linda will share her philosophy and lead us into a mindful, relaxed state that we can access right away. Linda is an RN, a stress relief educator, and a musician. She has many years' experience in Western and Eastern approaches to health and well-being. Linda worked as a massage therapist for 20 years. She studied a variety of healing modalities, and she's also worked since 1987 as a hospice and mental health nurse and as a Hikomi-trained counselor. Linda plays harp, a variety of silver and ethnic flutes, and is a singer-songwriter with 3 music CDs that inspire relaxation, playfulness, and aliveness. Linda teaches her program, Relief Right Now, at the Bay Area Hospital in Coos Bay, Oregon, and she works as a nurse part-time in their behavioral health unit. She also has an audio class series, which I have and love, called Relief Right Now, and that's available online at stressreliefrightnow.com. Linda is a dear friend of mine and a walking encyclopedia for emotional health tips. And let's welcome Linda Cole to the show. Hello, Linda.
Hello. It's great to be here today.
It is so good to have you. I just want to start by taking a breath after saying all those words.
That was quite a bit, quite an introduction, and I was really glad to hear what you've been doing for yourself lately. That sounds wonderful. And I'd like to say hello to our listening audience. I gather a lot of the people are on the East Coast and some online, and hello from the Oregon coast. We're having one of those typical March days here where we'll have gentle showers for a while, and then the sun will come out, and then the clouds will move in, and then we have showers, and the sun comes out, and it goes on all day long like that, and it's really crisp in the air, and it's a real opportunity to be mindful of nature and enjoy the changes that are happening moment by moment.
Yes, moment by moment. So, to begin, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what led you to teaching stress relief and mindfulness?
Well, in the years that I was a massage therapist, I noticed that when I massaged people's bodies, some people could not relax well even with a good massage because their minds were too busy. And I started studying complementary things, including hypnosis, meditation, energy work, all different things, and noticed that when you combined body relaxation with mental, emotional relaxation, that people relaxed much deeper and much more completely. And it just was a gradual progression of studying different things through my whole life. Once I became an RN and was working with hospice nurse, I applied it in different ways. And then later I took a 2-year training in Hakomi therapy, which applies mindfulness to helping people gain insight into core beliefs and limitations that keep them from being fully alive in their lives. And so the concept of body-mind awareness, wholeness, and the mindfulness piece has just been continuing in my life, and I was pleasantly surprised when I started working in the behavioral health unit of the hospital to discover that mindfulness is now widely accepted in Western psychology and used with people with pretty severe mental emotional challenges to help them focus and do better in their lives.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm not in the behavioral unit of the hospital, but there are moments that sometimes I feel like I can just, my mind gets going so much that I have to laugh at myself. And the last few weeks of this focusing on wanting to relax and to live in a more relaxed way, I was laying down and, you know, my partner was saying, well, you need to rest, so you rest. And I thought, that's a rule that he's right, I do. So I lay down and he comes in and goes, you're not resting. I'm like, I'm laying down. He goes, I can feel your mind going. He's like, do you want me to play something for you? And I was like, I have to take your program and put it on my iPod and start retraining my mind. Because I know that is what keeps me wound up, is just my mind going and going. And a lot of things that are going in my head are really lovely things, but there's nothing more sweet than shutting that down.
It's true, and I don't think we ever truly shut our minds down. But, you know, if you think of our mind and all of our thoughts like waves in the ocean, there's a difference between crashing waves that are crashing faster and faster and hitting the rocks and bouncing back, to a gentle wave coming in, and then the pause and the waters come back, and then another one coming in. And when we can slow it down so that the thoughts are really slow, graceful, instead of being like 10 radio stations in our mind at once, it's like one calm, clear station with pauses, that is really nice. And there's ways of doing that. I think we can all do it, but it's like anything else, it's in the practice.
So well said, and just listening to you speak helps me feel more calm and relaxed. I saw a study once, they had people hooked with a headset, and they were measuring how much they were absorbing the vitamin mineral content of a drink that they were taking, and they had something in their stomach or blood, I don't know, measuring how much they were absorbing this, and it was 100%. And then they had two different conversations, one in each ear, and they were just supposed to listen to it, and that's all. That bit of stress made it so they went to absorbing 0%. of the vitamins and minerals. And that lasted for 2 hours to 2 days, for depending on the person. And I know that we do that to ourselves with that stress. So when we come back from the break, it's going to be so great to have you explain a little bit more about your technique of being mindful and going deeper into that. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We have Linda Cole, stress relief educator, and when we return, she's going to share more.
Mackenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Annette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Annette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And that lovely music is from Linda's CD, Where Our Waters Meet. And that song is The Road to Andalusia. And Linda, before we go on, could you give the listeners your contact information?
Certainly. And actually, the Road to Andalusia was at the beginning of the break, and that one was from Our Spirits Are Rising, and it was called Reflections. So,
thank you for that.
Okay. They're all good. And my contact information is aliverightnow.com and lindacole.com. Those are two websites, whichever one you can remember. And I spell my name Linda with a Y. So it's LyndaCole. Or simply aliverightnow.com.
Wonderful. And Linda's Relief Right Now program has some of her beautiful music on there in addition to mindfulness techniques. It's a wonderful program, and she is going to be giving that away to one lucky listener, and we're going to mention that in the next segment of the show. But right now, let's continue with, I want to deepen the definition of mindfulness, because not everyone will know what you mean by that. So could you say more about what you mean with the stress relief, mindfulness-based stress relief?
Well, certainly. Well, first of all, part of the definition of mindfulness is the opposite of mindlessness. We all know about mindlessness, where our minds are just kind of ruminating. The Eastern Indians call it like a forest full of monkeys. And we all have monkey minds at times. And mindfulness is about bringing our attention back to being calm and wise in the present moment, able to notice what's going on around us and inside of us, being able to fully participate in life around us spontaneously, but not in a reactive way, and to notice when we're going into past suffering and pain in a way that isn't positive for us and dragging it into the present, or obsessing about the future in a way that doesn't work. You know, we all need to do some planning for the future, but I think we each are aware of when it's not planning but worrying and making up scenarios that may never happen. And mindfulness is the practice of noticing all of that and then controlling our mind back to being right here, right now, in a pleasurable, wonderful way.
Lovely. Could you give just a little sample for people, like how they can do that? Because I know that for a lot of people, their mind is so habituated into being controlled by the monkeys.
Yeah.
So that they don't even know where to begin. So for those listening that would like to just do something right now immediately and have the experience of mindfulness, can you share? Can you take people into that space?
Definitely. And I believe that the first step always is returning to paying attention to our bodies, because our bodies are here in the moment, and in our minds we get lost and we spin out somewhere else. And we're not really in our bodies. So the first thing I'd suggest, and you can do this anytime, anywhere, spend 30 seconds, a minute, is feel your feet on the ground. Feel the skin on the soles of your feet. Move your feet back and forth a little bit. Wiggle your toes. Then feel, if you're sitting, the parts of you that are touching your chair. Feel the contact in the different places. Take a couple easy breaths into a soft belly. Exhale with a relaxed, open jaw, feeling your body soften. And move your fingertips back and forth just a little bit. Notice what your fingertips are touching. You may be driving and touching the steering wheel. If your hands are in your lap, you can move your fingertips back and forth and feel the little subtle ridges in your fingers. Notice how sensitive they are. And then on the inhale, gently raise your shoulders a little bit, tighten your muscles just slightly, and exhale and let everything soften. Inhale, thinking the words, let. On the exhale, go. let everything relax.
Wonderful. I love that. Let go. I, too, was a massage therapist for many years, and I had noticed that it took people half the massage to begin to relax until I started using some mindfulness techniques and some that I had learned from you, actually. And not only did I enjoy the massage more because I was more relaxed as well, but they could relax immediately. They would lie down and their mind would still be going, and they wouldn't even notice that the table would hold them. They would be still squeezing their muscles like as if they had to hold their own weight.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I get every time that I do any of the mindfulness practices that you teach is a reminder that we're always held in this really wonderful place, and that we can let go that part that's holding on all the time that doesn't need to. It's wasted energy that we are held.
That's true. I was teaching my stress relief class last night, and there was a woman there that had an alcoholic husband who had been an abuser and recently died. And we were doing different techniques, and I used the words, I am safe, my body is safe, I can relax. And I saw a tear come to her eye, and I realized she'd probably been hypervigilant, on guard her whole life. And I said, you can now be off guard. The danger is past. And she just started weeping. And it's true, so many people are holding themselves so vigilant all the time, even when there is not danger, or even if there's not something going on. It's an automatic thing in the nervous system. And the good news is that we can retrain our minds. We can retrain our nervous system to go to a new place, to go to a place of relaxation, and gradually the automatic tracks to past trauma, to past pain, can atrophy and go away. But it requires, you know, practice and intention, but it is possible. There is hope for change.
So how would someone apply this to their life? How would they practice mindfulness throughout the
day?
Well,
there's many different ways. But what I do like about this is that I personally start each day. I'm a slow rise anyway, so I always get up early enough, even if I have to go to the hospital, to bring out my cup of coffee, light a candle, and sit for a few minutes and really relax and just savor the coffee, look out the window, be with my breath. Take a little time in a true meditative state. But the good news is that mindfulness can be practiced anytime, anywhere. It's that returning your attention to your body, to now. And the first principle that you can practice anywhere is called one mindfulness. And we're such a multitask-oriented society, and everybody's doing 3-4 things at once. Studies have definitely showed you are not as effective or as efficient when you're doing that, and this, like you said about the people with the study with things going on in two different ears.
Yes.
How it affects the whole nervous system, even if you think it doesn't. So some of us have to multitask at work or whenever, but when you have a chance to eat a meal, sit down and just taste the food. Just do the meal. If you're getting up at work or in your life and you're going from here to the bathroom, let's say you walk 20 steps. You can walk those 20 steps just a little slower. Feel your feet connect with the ground. Breathe into your belly. Say a nice phrase on the inhale and exhale, like, I am relaxed. I am at peace. And just feel your feet on the floor. And you're practicing mindfulness.
Wonderful. It's time for us to go to a break. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. There's stress relief educator, Linda Cole, and to contact her, it's aliverightnow.com, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking with Linda Cole, stress relief educator, and that lovely music is on, I think it's on the Where Our Waters Meet CD. Is that
That's
correct,
true.
Linda? Yes, and to contact Linda, it's aliverightnow.com, and you can contact her personally, get to know her better, order some of her music. And I'd like to ask you just a little bit about music with stress relief. How have you found your work as a stress relief educator and therapist and a musician to flow together?
Well, it flows together really beautifully. Of course, each individual has a totally different idea about what kind of music is relaxing and works for them. But in general, music that is more spacious, slower, out of rhythm, at least the rate of the resting heartbeat or slower helps to calm people down. And I've made my first couple of CDs, even though they're really varied in the type of music and the instruments, to at least have that feeling of the spaciousness, the openness, the places in the music to breathe. Now when I want to get housework done, exercise, you know, I put more up-tempo music on, music that'll get the fires going, the fire in the belly, get me motivated. And each individual has different things they like. And at the hospital, I bring my harp in sometimes and play and sing for the patients, or bring in a big double native flute or something like that. And the same with my classes. I always bring at least one flute with me, and there's something about the tones of the Native American flute. It really helps people calm down the way it vibrates and the harp and brings them back to themselves. Though the fact that I do work in a behavioral health unit, I have to develop a thick skin because occasionally I have patients that don't like my music for one way or another, one reason or another, and part of that can be where they are mentally at the time. You know, we have some people there that are in a really intense manic episode where their nervous system is just flying so fast. And one day at lunch, I put on one of my CDs so that everybody could calm down and relax at lunch. And this one patient said, "Oh, no, don't put on any of that laxative music. It's going to give me diarrhea." And I had to just crack up. I thought, gosh, a new way of marketing my music. Are you constipated? Are you having trouble with movements? Flow with Linda, you know.
Well, when I've done your relief right now, it wasn't that kind of relief. That a new meaning for it.
But it's true, when people are stressed out, they do sometimes get constipated. And
yes.
So relax. Anything that helps the flow going is good. One of the things that happens with me when I have a lot of long shifts at the hospital or going through a change in my life is I will hold extra fluid, and then when it's over, the flow happens. And that's one of the things our nervous system does is, you know, when we're in fight-or-flight mode instead of the relaxation mode is hold things that we don't need to hold on to.
Mm. That is so true, and it feels so wonderful to let go. So you covered, I know you have 5 points with mindfulness, and you'd cover the first one of one mindful.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you'd like to go into the rest of the five.
Certainly. And these concepts originally came from Buddhism, but it's really interesting how just the simple concept of mindfulness has been applied so much in Western medicine. And the second principle is, of course, universal to all cultures and all people, and that's to develop an accepting, non-judgmental attitude. Every society, every culture tells us to try and do that. But I think it's the hardest to do it with ourselves and our own thoughts and emotions. And part of mindfulness is to step back, notice your thoughts and emotions, and just accept that they're there. And you can practice this right now by just saying the words, breathing in, I accept my thoughts. Breathing out, I let them go. Breathing in, I accept my emotions. Breathing out, I let them go. And there's something about being willing to accept whatever's happening in the moment. We may not approve of what's happening in our lives. We may want something to change. But we first have to accept the reality of what is happening in the moment and just drop into it before we can move on. If we're holding against life, if we're holding ourselves tightly and not wanting to experience what's going on, that takes and holds a lot of our energy and doesn't allow that flow we were just talking about. So part of that, when you accept something, when you're not judging yourself, but just saying, this is where I am right now, then you can drop into a wiser, calmer place and decide what to do next, where to go with it.
Yes, when you were talking us through that, I felt instant. I wasn't feeling stressed, but I felt just deeper release and what feels like a really blissful feeling to me instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is something about just accepting where you are. Just that, you know, I'm sure we've all had the experience of when we're with a boss or somebody who is very judgmental and how tense we feel and how we're stumbling around and feeling silly and like we're making a lot of mistakes. And then we go over to visit a good friend who just accepts us, whether we have makeup on, whether, you know, if we're totally frumpy, we can just sit down next to him and put our feet up and go, ah, and we just relax, we're ourselves, and that's how we need to be with our own minds and our own mistakes, just be able to be that good friend that just says, ah, you is what you is, he does what he does, and it's okay.
Yes, that is such a wonderful point. You know, if we're living, being so judgmental of ourselves, then we can never relax inside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we do have control over. And I know that that was one of the reasons why I felt instant relief with listening to your program, your Relief Right Now program, is right away, it just takes you right there. And I've practiced being there, so it's easy for me to go there. But even with practice, you know, sometimes old habits can linger around, you know, and I get a lot of reinforcement in society and ways of being to be more active in my mind and stressed and pushing myself. And you know, I don't get so much reinforcement for being relaxed. And I love those reminders. And I really want to encourage anyone listening to go to aliverightnow.com and check out your program, Relief Right Now. And I understand that you're going to be giving one program away to the first listener who calls in.
I will be. And so, it's available both as CDs and for the audio files online. And but for whoever calls in, I'm going to actually mail them the hard copy of the 3-CD set, which also includes some wonderful tracks with the harp floating you away with into sleep and first aid techniques for stress relief. It really has a wide selection of things on it.
Yes, it's a wonderful program. So the number to call is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. The first caller will get Linda's program for free, and it's something that you can also purchase on her site. And it's $47 for the downloadable version, and it's 60-something for the
CDs. I don't think I have it set up on a payment thing online for the hard CDs, but if someone emails me, I would be glad to mail them the workout payment for the set for the CDs.
Right. Yes, but it's only $47, which is a great deal. It's a wonderful program. It's very thorough, and it's many different ways to relax and lots of help and support. It's a wonderful program. So 800-930-2819. The first caller will get her program actually mailed to their house. And aliverightnow.com for anyone else who wants the program and doesn't get to be the first caller. Okay, we have a first caller, so and we have her information. So Jamie Lynn from Ashaway. Well, congratulations, Jamie. So I'll get that her contact information to you, Linda, and
okay.
You will be getting relief. She'll be getting relief right now. For everybody else, it is so worth the $47. It's worth many times more than $47. So that's aliverightnow.com. We have just a minute before break. Oh, actually, I guess we're at break. So you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to listen to a little bit of Linda's music, have a commercial break, and then we'll be right back with some more.
Kenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Annette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have stress relief educator Linda Cole, and she's been sharing with us how to be mindful and let the stress go and be present. And that lovely music is from her CD, Where Our Waters Meet. And you can go to her site, aliverightnow.com, get all of her information. You can get her program, Relief Right Now, or any of her other CDs. The Relief Right Now program is a set of CDs where she takes you through mindfulness techniques and also has relaxing music and all kinds of wonderful goodies on that program. Okay, Linda, I think we made it through the first couple steps, and in the last segment of the show, it'd be great to do the last three.
And just for anyone tuning in, mindfulness is about the practice of returning your attention over and over again to being calm and alert in the present moment, letting go of the past, not obsessing about the future, and living life more fully right here. And the first principle was practicing one thing at a time in the moment whenever you can, eating slowly, watching a sunset, walking, feeling your feet connect with the earth. Number two was having an accepting, non-judgmental attitude toward yourself and others, stepping back, observing your thoughts. And the third principle is returning your attention over and over again to the body and the breath. And, you know, you hear almost any relaxation technique, yoga, everywhere, they say, pay attention to your breathing. Take a slow, deep breath. And whenever you do that, you're doing several things. You're immediately calming your body down, and you're giving it the message that it's safe to relax, because when we're in fight or flight, what do? We breathe shallowly. We tighten up. A deep breath says it's safe to relax, and when you're paying attention to it, you're nowhere else. You're right here. So feeling your body, checking in, scanning your body, noticing where you're holding tension, feeling your feet, that's all part of being mindful. The fourth one is when you're stepping back and observing your thoughts, to notice any thinking errors. Are you in catastrophic thinking where you're going, oh my gosh, there's no hope, all is lost? Are you being judgmental of someone else? Oh, he's selfish all the time, he doesn't care about me. Or are you more realistic? He's being selfish in this moment, he was late, but other times this person has done really nice things for me. When you're in that calmer place, you can look at the broader picture and not be reactive to just one aspect of the reality of the situation. And number five, when we're in the mindfulness place, we're cultivating a calm, wise mind. We all can get lost in our emotions, get lost in our thoughts, and we need both that rational thinking mind and our emotional mind. But when we calm down and focus and center, where the two meet in the middle, and we call that wise mind. And one of the things I have a whole class on in my Relief Right Now series is how to cultivate this wise mind place that you can return to. So you're not just in that, you know, emotional frantic state of mind where you're reacting to everything in a way that causes lots of problems and is not effective.
That's wonderful, Linda. And yes, I definitely got that from your program. And as you're sharing the points right now, I could just really see how they all support each other and flow together. Because I know that when I'm focusing on several things at once and can get into a judgmental space and, you know, maybe not being present, then it's easier for me to have more thinking errors. And I'm certainly not in my wise mind. I'm a 40-year-old woman, but there are parts of me that certainly haven't grown up. I'm growing them up in different phases, but the younger parts will really easily see, experience something that I don't like and can really focus on that and think, oh, it's just terrible and it's going to always be this way. And then you can turn it around the other way and go, okay, become mindful, focus on one thing, letting go of the judgment, feeling the body and the breath and the wise mind, and then that kind of thinking also can slip away so much more easily.
It's true, and it's like anything else. When people first start this, they get discouraged, because when they're focusing mindfully on their mind, they actually notice how busy their mind is and how tense their body is. But that's good. You can't change anything until you're aware of it. So part of the process is the noticing. And you can do something about something that you notice. If you don't shine a flashlight on the little dust balls under the bed, you'll probably never sweep them up. So you just have to start. And I've been practicing mindfulness every day for years and years and years. And I haven't arrived yet, but it just gets a little calmer and better every single day. It's accumulative toward wholeness.
That's so wonderful, Linda. We have just like 2 minutes before the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for being on air, and I've just enjoyed so much listening to you speak. Just the sound of your voice brings calmness to me, partly the way that you speak, and also from having listened to your program, it makes me immediately want to go into that, or immediately go into that state of just calm relaxation. And again, your site is aliverightnow.com. And someone can go there and get to know you better, get your music, and it's only $47 for your entire Relief Right Now program.
Yes. So can I end with a 15-second meditation for them?
That it would be wonderful.
repeat mentally to yourself, breathing in, I enjoy breathing in. Breathing out, I smile. Breathing in, I enjoy breathing in. Breathing out, I let go. And it's been wonderful to be with everyone today.
Thank you, Linda. That was just exquisite. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Opening to Ecstasy. We'll see you here again next week, same time, 2 Pacific. I'm really relaxed. 5 Eastern Friday. Thank you so much. And thank you, Linda. Just love you. Love your work.
You're welcome. It's been wonderful to be with you, and I wish I could give you a big hug in person.
Sending you one right now. Many blessings. I'll meet you here again next week, all you listeners.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.